Oh well, let's talk about some roller coasters.
Roller coasters. That's a good topic. That's a good topic.
What? I started watching some deaths earlier. You know,
did you really do that? Did you do before or after?
Before what?
Before you went on that Cedar Point.
It was after.
It was after. Okay.
But they were all stupid. You really can't die on a roller coaster unless
you can. You gotta do some dumb shit.
Actually, nah. It was the operator's fault. One of them. The girl was like, okay, apparently, like, you know when they check your seat and shit?
Yeah.
Apparently, they're checking for 3 clicks. Mm-hmm. But this girl, shit, only clicked 1 time. And she was like, are you guys gonna help me with this or what? Then they were like, nah, it's fine. It's still clicked.
Are you serious?
She got in the air. They went on a little twist and she was gone.
Dude, deadass, that's negligence. You really gotta, like, you can sue the fuck out of them.
That's pure your fault at that point. Like, you're responsible for a death at that point.
How? You mean her or, mm-hmm. or the person? How?
She didn't tighten her fucking seat.
It wasn't her fault.
Yeah, it was.
They said that, okay, you're good.
I'm talking about the workers.
Oh, the workers? Oh, okay.
She murdered somebody.
Yeah, that's murder, bro.
Like, you literally know you're looking for 3 clicks and you didn't. You said she's cool. How would that feel? Somebody's telling you you're cool and you end up dying on it. Like, you just told me I'm cool. Now you're gonna kill me?
Can't do shit about it. You gone. That's so fun. You can sue the fuck out of them for real. I'm billions.
They probably did. Mm-hmm. That shit crazy, bro.
I wouldn't. See? I always double check and make sure I'm good. Before any nigga got a check for me.
You still don't. Hell no. You wouldn't have known.
Would you?
Bro, do you know you're looking for 3 clicks?
It's not even. No. I don't even know about that.
Exactly.
What do you mean 3 clicks, though? They're like all different.
They push it down 3 times. It's supposed to click every time. Bro, I've been in so many cases. They've only done my shit like once or twice.
Bro, he just pushed that bitch down.
We might be dead on the next one.
Bro, what? I didn't even know that. Wait, so you're telling me every single time they were supposed to do it 3 times?
Yes.
But he pushed every single time I went on. It was 1 push.
It was for me too.
Damn.
I'm kind of nervous now. They could have murdered me.
It would have been rats, bro. See my ass falling off the Millennium Force, bro. Oh my god.
See, that's why I don't fuck with the roller coasters that go up all slow and shit. Because if it breaks, it really wraps. You just gotta go up faster and get me there. Because I'll be scared on them down.
Bro, I don't. Did you see how Nate brought his phone on that bitch?
No.
Brought his phone. I don't know how he did it.
Which ride?
I don't even know. Either Magnum or something else.
Bro, that's why I stopped riding that Magnum when y'all went on it.
Oh my god.
That's why I stopped.
Magnum got faster that second time. I'm not gonna lie to you, and the third time.
I had
Magnum was the most fun one.
No, it wasn't, bro.
Yes, it was. That shit was, yeah. I don't know why, even though it wasn't like the craziest one, or like, it was just good, like it was a good ride.
It was beastly. But like, if it would have went up faster, I would have went on it again.
Yeah, that was a slow ass, like, ascent. Ascendance, bro. That was actually like, when they stopped, bro, I expected the worst. That was scary. Mm-hmm. But it was just pains fucking taking pictures, dumbass.
Mm-hmm. But I'm scared of heights though, so you can't take me up that slow. That's the only reason I didn't go on that bitch again.
Yeah,
you can't take me up that slow.
You're just building your anxiety.
Yes, I freaked out the first time.
Was that the first ride?
The 90?
Yeah. Mm-mm. It wasn't.
We did that Max Air shit.
Oh, yeah, Max Air. But, like, the first, like, real roller coaster.
Of the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was it. No, we did something else first. No, me and you did that little scrambling thing. It wasn't really nothing.
Yeah.
Then we went on that fucking... What was it called? That iron shit. Steel Vengeance.
Was that next room?
Yeah. only went on four rides.
Bro, we really didn't go on shit.
We didn't go on nothing.
When you think
bro.
About it, bro, I heard people saying that they went on like 15 rides. I don't know how they did that.
I wouldn't even want to. Like, I'm cool with what I'm on right now.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas ever light a candle upside down?
Bro, you trying to burn your shit. I know that hurt. I expected it, bro. Why was you trying to light it?
Because I hate how you got to turn it upside down and shit. Like, why can't you just light the bitch?
You burn your fingerprint. Your fingerprint off, bro.
Nigga, I've never heard of that in my life. Burning your fingerprint off?
Bro, I know it's probably possible.
No, it's possible. It was just a weird thing. How they be making them fucking roller coasters, though? But on God, how they be making roller coasters, though?
You saw, yeah, well, I saw. You saw how we were in that one restaurant? That old ass shit.
For the burgers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that one picture. Mm-hmm. It looked like the most, like. The most. Like, unreliable roller coaster I've ever seen.
Oh, my days. The wood ones?
The wood ones.
I couldn't be asked to go on one of those.
It's still. Wait, thinking about it, that Steel Vengeance one, it's pretty much all wood. Which one was it? There was one that was like pretty much.
It was reinforced with the steel. So like only like the real structure was wood, but like everything else was reinvented.
Yeah.
I'm cool if the structure is like that, but like when the actual like rail is like wood and shit. Ooh. You gotta miss me with that, bro. Because they're always the ones that get shut down.
They always get shut down.
That fucking beast, the beast at King's Island, ain't been opened in like, oh my god.
The beast?
That used to fuck niggas up.
For real?
You remember that ride? Have you been there?
Uh-uh. I've been to King's Island, but I don't remember the beast.
Oh my god, the beast. And then they had the son of the beast.
The son of the beast?
Yeah.
For real?
They had two. They were both
kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that was hard as fuck. I think King's Island better than Cedar Point. Okay.
Hell no.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Deadass? You can't even. What are the rides at King's Island? That are so.
It's like a mini. It's like a mini.
Where should we actually start?
Okay. It's like a mini Disney World. Like the way it's set up. Cedar Point's set up ugly as fuck. You just walk in and you get straight to rides. Like King's Island has a little bit of scenery, like.
For real?
Disney does. Like, you know when you walk into Disney, yeah. You got scenery first?
Yeah.
Nah, Disney overrated as fuck, my nigga.
I never been to Disney.
Yes, you have.
I never been to Disney.
Oh, that was Easton. Well, I think that was at Disney. That one picture you sent me that one time.
Where?
You wish your sister and, like, somebody else, cousin, maybe.
Oh, that was Easton.
That was Easton. Now, why was I thinking that shit?
Ain't that... It do look like a little Disney setting.
Y'all got it, dude. So, you never been to Disney?
Nah.
Shit overrated as fuck.
Apparently that's like a family tradition.
It is. But like
every family goes there.
That shit is weak. Those rides are really lame.
They don't got like no real shit like they do at Cedar Point.
I don't remember. They do, yeah, they do.
For real.
Oh, they had one. It took you to like the end of the track. There was like no track left. So you were just like hanging over, like looking over.
Stop.
But then it went backwards.
It's
like,
tough. Bro.
So it like came in like this.
Yeah.
It came in like this and it stopped up here, like, and then went.
Bro.
That's hard.
That is hard. Terrifying. Hard. Disney do kind of look overrated. Would you ever do that?
What?
Like take your kids to Disney, just like every other family does. You think like a kid should?
You have to go once.
You have to go once, right?
You gotta go once.
Was it a good experience?
That shit was lit. I mean, you go into parks all day having fun, then you come home to a crib that has game room and pools on it and shit.
That's a good vacation. That's a good vacation.
This Florida we're talking about, all your houses are gonna be lit.
Damn.
You know a nigga smoking in here. Like, why is you even staring at me like that?
Right. I prefer like a real vacation. Like, even when I was a kid, like,
that was the best of both worlds.
True.
Cause you had you had that shit at home.
Oh yeah, it was on the little beach, right?
Nah, my shit wasn't.
Nah.
It was like a little resort. But everyone had a game room and a pool in it though. Yeah.
Like, I loved being at Myrtle Beach.
I hate Myrtle Beach.
For real?
The Myrtle Beach is I loved it. Too many niggas there. I don't like the setting.
There's way too many niggas over there.
There's way too many niggas. And when you're not trying to show people.
Yeah.
When you're not trying to be fat at the ocean.
Yeah.
Don't wanna.
I was like, fuck it. I don't know a single person right here. So I'm like,
I used to be like that. I don't really like sleeping in a hotel for my vacation, though. Like, I want a beach house. And, like, Myrtle, you couldn't get a beach house.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really fucking with it.
Yeah.
I don't really like the city. I can look out the front door and see the city, and I look out the back and see the ocean. Like, I wanted to be all ocean scenery and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck the city at that point, nigga.
That's that, but them the real vacations, like, you take a trip to Bahamas.
Yeah. Or a little farther down.
Yeah.
I used to go to Kings Island. That shit was cool. I'm not Kings Island. Kiowa.
Hmm?
I used to go to Kiowa. That shit was cool. Beach houses. All the houses.
Yeah. We went on a vacation to Kelly's Island. You know where that is?
Kelly's Island.
Yeah. It's literally right next to.
For real.
It's like on Lake Erie.
Is it secluded?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I ain't never been to no secluded one. I think Hilton Head is like that, ain't it?
I never been to Hilton Head.
Going this year.
Hmm?
I'm going this year to Hilton Head.
Everybody goes there too, huh?
I think so.
You know one place I always wanted to go to that I always seen the commercials on? Fucking Atlantis.
Bro, I used to think that shit was fake.
Bro, it looked crazy. That shit, like, damn, I want to go there. They had that fat ass one slide that came, like, that was at the top of that one building. I think it was advertised.
Oh, yeah. The one water slide that went through the water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bro, that's some legendary shit, bro.
That was Atlantis.
I think that was Atlantis.
Atlantis is real though.
Yeah, it is.
Like the real one.
Oh, the real, bro. Hell no. It is, but I never got it.
Nigga, that shit real, bro. I swear to God.
So it was like a whole civilization, and then it just sunk.
Okay, I don't know about all that part, but like,
that's what it was, though.
I know. I believe it. I don't know. It's possible. I thought niggas were still supposed to be living on it, though, like, when it's underwater, too.
Like
that SpongeBob type shit.
That probably is the SpongeBob type shit, but I think it was, like, conspiracies about it.
How is there conspiracy though? Like, can't you just dive down there and find that hoe?
I guess I might be completely wrong, but I guess like this civilization looks too advanced in comparison to when they predicted they sunk or some shit.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, I could be wrong about that though.
This is Atlantis we're talking about though. You don't know what type of like technology they had.
For real.
You believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
Hell no.
What about Bigfoot?
Hell no.
That nigga Bigfoot's real.
I don't get it. People should have been new by now if that's the case. Nothing like that will be hidden in 2019.
I mean, it's really not. People said they found it.
I feel like that's cap, though. They just assumed.
The same way you assume that God's real? I'm going to believe that Bigfoot.
Yeah. Why not? Maybe.
God's not any different than Bigfoot. They both theories, in a way.
Yeah, but you... Everybody's going to believe it. And that God won't. Just because it's an answer to something.
But that Bigfoot shit would be harder to find than Bigfoot. That shit would be harder to find than Bigfoot.
Okay, yeah, but God came from, like, someone having, like, someone, like, because everybody's going to want to find the answer to life and the way shit operates. So God was that answer. How we all get here, how it was this created, so that.
But Bigfoot is just a little myth type thing that niggas do just to entertain
people. But what you just said about people and God. What you just say about people and God?
It was just an answer.
It was an answer, right? So why they don't ask the next question?
What do you mean?
Why they settle on that answer? Like I'm trying to figure out what I came from. So the answer is God, right?
Yeah.
But where did God come from? What's the answer? Like, why don't people ever go the second step? You can't stop at the first step.
I mean, they did kind of create, they kind of like said, like, this is the beginning of everything. God is the beginning of everything. They say he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
It's not possible. Something had to make him. Even if it was just a lightning bolt striking my air and then boom, there's God. That still made me. You can't just appear in the world.
That's what I'm saying. I have no idea. That don't make sense to me. Because there's a create, it's a, because everything is created, right?
That's what I'm saying. Everything is created. You have to create the created. Do you not?
Something created God. And something created the thing that created God.
Something created the created. And it don't make no sense. There's something bigger than God. You're just not going to meet it.
Adam.
Oh, fuck Adam. What is this, chemistry?
Adam created everything.
I bet you Adam went boom, boom with another Adam, and then God came up. Mm-hmm.
That's probably it.
What if that nigga is an Adam? Everybody thought he looked like this, like, Santa Claus picture. He up there looking like an Adam.
Bro's an Adam, dude. Adam wearing a cloak, got a beard and shit.
Why everybody think he got a big ass Santa beard?
I have no idea, bro. I hate
how people try and depict him.
Who came up with the picture?
I have no idea.
You see,
it better not have been the Bible.
Everybody has a different picture. Jesus, bro.
If I type in God, I'm
gonna Jesus, like no God. God. But you see how
you view like Jesus as a white man with long ass hair.
Jewish.
They want to make God. Everybody wants to make God as white as possible.
They weren't even white, though. That's funny.
They were not white.
Look at them.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Wait, I think.
Guess what? God will always be white. Why couldn't that nigga be black?
Bro, this is a made-up picture. Mm-hmm. You know what they did? They just made him look like the wisest man you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. This is a fake-ass picture. Boom. The only way you can be wise is with a big white beard and big white long hair. Yeah. So that's what they made him look like. Look how wise he looks. That nigga is superior. Like you. That's why they
bro,
made him look like that.
Bro, he looks like the wisest man on earth, bro.
That's why they look. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that's why you believe it. He looks like he'll solve all your problems right here in this picture.
I don't know. You probably could be Asian, probably.
Why is this like the? Did the Bible say what he looked like? Are you sure?
Not God. So this is. They didn't even say God wasn't even a figure. And, like yeah, they didn't. This bro, God came as fire. God came as anything.
Why is he a figure now?
I guess they do that.
I guess the people asked the second question.
Yeah, people did ask the second question.
To
Like, but I don't think nobody really looks at him as a person, though, do they?
I do. I kind of do. I know he's just not.
But I don't see him as, like a person, like...
That's what I see.
For real? Like, you see, like, he'll have, like, facial features and everything, like...
Yeah, that's what I was taught.
Oh, I never thought that was... I thought he was just a figure, like, and he wasn't... I never depicted a face on him, like...
I always thought he looked like Santa.
For real?
Because niggas were low-key...
Why did I think of that? I mean, I never looked at it.
I've seen too many pictures of him to believe that he was just not a figure. That's like seeing all these pictures of Jesus and then being like, he's not really, he's just like a soul. Yeah. Like, I saw all these pictures of God, so I was like, yeah,
he has. But I mean, like, from what I had learned, and like, he was never a person, so like, I didn't look at him now. Like,
but I didn't.
Like, growing up, like, I had, like, I was, like, I'm Catholic, so I literally, like, went to school, like, to learn, like, all that stuff, but I never looked at him. They never, like, portrayed him as a person, so I didn't look at him as a person.
I used to always get, like, he's watching over you, he can hear you, like, it was always a person. It was always a person to me.
You meet him, a man, too. Ain't that crazy?
Don't tell these niggas nowadays that he's a man. God is a woman, too. Like, God can be transgender for all you know. Oh, shit.
Bro.
They're like, how do you know? I bet you God has a vagina. Like, damn, bro. Like, bro, just let it happen, my nigga. He's a man. Just let it happen.
Bro's not a man, though. He's nothing.
Okay, but in the stories, he's a man. Like, we're not about to change the story of the Bible because these sensitive-ass niggas nowadays. I don't want to be born from a man. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, why did the man create me?
Oh, God. Like, that's just what happened. You can't change what happened all the goddamn time.
Can't.
There's only sometimes you can do that shit.
People, yeah, they pick and choose and just...
Right, you can't do that. I ain't about to get started on none of this shit.
I can't argue with somebody. Like I can't break it down. Like, they always just, like... If you're going to tell me God is, like, a woman, God is a transgender, like, you're literally forcing yourself to just find alternatives.
You're forcing your way around the truth.
Yeah, you're forcing your way around the truth. Even though it's not the truth, it's just, it's the basis of every, like, if the Bible says.
I do that, though.
Huh?
I do that, though.
Yeah.
But I don't do it to, like, the extent that these niggas do.
Okay, maybe I do. Okay, actually, they do it in their own way, and I do it in my own way. Mm-hmm. I look at Candy and Cap. Like, I can't even judge that.
I can't either.
Because I do the same exact shit, just in a different aspect. Damn.
But you can't hold it on other people. You got to think it in your own mind. Like, you can't actually go out and, like, start saying that Jesus was a girl and shit. Like, that's what these people be on.
I'll keep it in my own head.
Like, I'll tell people about it, but I'm not gonna act on it.
Yeah.
These niggas are actually acting on it, like, trying to get Santa.
That's extra.
Trying to make Santa a girl. Yeah. Like, they're acting on that shit. And that shit might actually happen.
Yeah. like, it's not even just their opinion. They're, like, trying to, like, convince.
They're convincing.
Yeah.
They're trying to put everybody else on.
Yeah, my shit is my opinion. Like, my shit just stays my opinion.
You're not trying to put
them on. Other people are just gonna, like, yeah.
You're just telling them, but you're not trying to put them on.
Yeah.
Like, they will try to make you believe that, I don't know, all this other bullshit. Yeah. I don't understand why you can't believe, like, if you, like, if you're for, like, transgenders and shit, whatever, like, I don't understand why you can't just be in your own lane with it. Like, why are you trying to go, like why you gotta make this big-ass thing, like, oh, I support them, do you? If you don't support them, I'm not gonna fuck with you. Like, just have it inside your own head and just...
They made it too important. I mean, although it's important, but not.
It's not.
I understand, like, the whole, like, okay, they need, like, certain rights that, like that, like, that's why it's important, because that makes it important. But in terms of, like, the fact that it should be argued about and fucking like all that, I think it should.
But like, say somebody like standing outside of Kroger with like a petition, like signing it, like, are you for like, are you for transgenders and shit? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, why can't you just keep that to yourself? Like, why are you trying to put everybody else on this shit? Like, if the transgenders want to be transgenders, they can just do it.
They can just do it without any.
But nowadays, they want to put it all online and shit. Just get bashed for it on purpose when you the one that put it on there.
Yeah.
Like, just go be transgender in your own lane, my nigga.
Facts,
like,
facts, facts.
If you're not like trying you're to get
forcing,
hurt,
yeah.
If you're not trying to go get hurt, get in your own lane.
Yeah.
You know you're going to get hurt going down the middle because you just know that's how it works. So take the left.
Yeah, take the left.
Be a transgender on the left path.
I get it. It don't make sense how they do that.
There's not enough personality in this world. There's too many followers and niggas doing weird shit now.
Too many followers.
There's way too many followers.
Niggas don't think their own way.
It's niggas literally
think for them. People don't have their own philosophy in their heads. It's all built by something else. That's crazy.
So how are you ever living your life?
You're not.
Why is that fun to people? Like, y'all like waking up, like, knowing that you gotta do something. Like, I don't know how I'm trying to say it, but, like, I wake up my own person every day, and it feels good.
Yeah.
Like, I can say whatever I want. I can do whatever I want.
But you're, like, following an agenda. If you're not, like, you're just following the, I guess, like, what the common like common thing.
It's basically like, if you don't know it, I'ma ask. I feel like that's the stupidest logic you can use. Like, you don't need to ask all the time. You can just still try it.
Yeah, figure it out on your own.
You will figure out a better answer than what the person you called up will tell you if you try and do it yourself.
Facts.
Because you will know what works for you.
Yours is first. It's firsthand. You right. Experience that thing firsthand.
You'll know if it works for you specifically, yeah. Like right then and there.
Instead of going off somebody else's like perspective or experiences.
Experiences aren't even supposed to be the same.
No.
Like, have your own experience.
Right.
Like, don't go to the fucking. Don't mock me. Like, live your own shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give my kids pointers, obviously, but like, they're gonna be living their own lives for the most part. I'm not stepping in.
Not at all.
Unless you do something bad. But if you're not doing something bad,
just to strain like your common sense. But I mean,
I'm not gonna depict your choices.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have common sense, but I'm not gonna depict your choices in life. Like, my mom used to literally, like, tell me, like, where I could go, who I could hang out with and shit. Like, no. You can hang out with whoever the fuck you want, bro. Because I'm not judging.
And then you'll learn whether or not.
You want them there. Yeah,
right.
How the fuck do I know? I don't know these kids nowadays.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know why people think of it as a good thing. Or think of it as a thing, like, you have to do in order for them to turn out.
Like some people think you have to do it that way or it won't
exactly
work.
Exactly, or it won't work. And you'll just be like out of control, not like
out of control completely. Like, you like something happens, you call your parents immediately. Like, I haven't called my parents in years for shit like that.
Like, I'm gonna go through it myself.
And then if it don't work,
I mean,
I'm gonna have to do it your way,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, because there's no other option. But I mean, regardless, it's all based off just you experiencing things firsthand or to make your own judgment on things. Like, don't get me started on this.
I don't know. Kindergarten is gonna be weird in a couple years. Niggas gonna be grown. Life's just weird.
I feel like Damn, I'm scared for them niggas, bro, in the crowd.
Life's not gonna be here, man.
Life is gonna be so terrible with them on. Like, I can't say it's terrible. It might be better. It's just gonna be so weird. So weird for me.
I feel like life's not gonna be here for them. It's not gonna work.
What you mean?
I don't really know what I mean, but I'm just... It's not gonna work.
Yeah.
Then it's not gonna work. It's gonna be a whole different scene.
I mean,
I feel like they're not gonna live like I lived at all.
I mean, that's every generation, though.
I feel like it's gonna be like a huge difference, like big boy boost. Like, it might not even be here for real. For real, shit might end.
Shit might end. And lucky could. No, I just think that they're gonna just. It's gonna be a weird era to be in. A very, very, like, it's gonna be a terrible era to be in. Everything gonna go wrong with them.
Probably. I'll be an adult by then, though. I don't give a fuck. You can probably take me out of this world by then.
Yeah. I should be done. I did what I needed to do on Earth.
I should be done.
I couldn't imagine what shit about to be like in 30 years with them being or having to like grow up in this type of era.
They do gotta grow up in some bullshit. Shit's really gonna change though. Like, you know what I thought? You know how scary the roller coasters are gonna be when my kids are old enough to ride them? I'm at the peace out on that.
I'm not on that bitch, bro.
You know what kind of technology they're gonna low have
key,
like
low key, it takes like courage to do the shit that they got now.
Yeah,
now you gonna have to be the realest of niggas, or like in order to do this. What's that?
I'm not on it at all. I'm not.
I mean, but it's the same thing though. Like, our parents probably think the same way.
I couldn't be asked to go on a roller coaster in a couple of years.
Like, let's be real. Like, let a nigga go on Steel Vengeance. Like,
that's only like 40 years though.
Huh?
That's only like 40 years though. I guess it's only gonna be like 30 for our kids. 20.
Yeah.
That first coaster you saw in like the food place, that was only like 30 years before.
Yeah. That was like 30 years before.
Another 30 years, I think it's gonna. Look at the jump they made already. Imagine another 30.
Bro, they gonna be slinging people, like, bro. Oh my god!
Nigga, I'm not going.
I'm already seeing the shit. Like I've seen these like Asian ones. Like, they got the craziest shit. Like in Japan, yes, China.
Oh my god! Oh my they were god, throwing. Dude. They were throwing niggas. Could you see like an Asian on a roller coaster? Like, bro, I can't even see.
Think
them.
About it. Them niggas really live way more advanced than we do.
I mean, obviously they made our shit.
Everything. Look at that phone. They're
literally shipping out the bullshit to us, and we're using it as top notch. Yeah. So they obviously got more top notch than our top notch.
Exactly. They got to, bro. They making everything, and yet. Yeah, they really giving us bullshit, bro.
They're giving us bullshit.
Yeah, you can hide this, but we on that shit, huh? Y'all niggas don't know about this. Y'all niggas don't know about this.
We really rely on China for our products. Like, if China wasn't here, we would have no product.
Yeah.
And y'all are mad at the fucking. Like other people, like different races and shit. When half of your shit's coming from them.
Right.
Your phone's coming from China. Your food's coming from Mexico. But y'all are mad at these niggas for what?
For what? For like, what? You benefit from these people. Like, what gives you the reason to hate them?
On what? Where would your strawberries be coming from?
Right.
You're gonna be mad at them Mexicans, but they don't wanna send you strawberries.
They don't.
What?
I mean, I guess we do the same.
What do we even give people? We don't got shit to give.
A cotton.
Except for the place we live on. The only thing we have to offer is our land, bro.
Alright, you got some. You can come here, live on this bitch.
And we still treat them like shit.
Still treat them like shit. They're not. That's terrible.
The
that's
only
a terrible
thing we
exchange.
Have to offer them, and we still treat them like shit. That's funny as fuck. Damn.
Damn, we so hoes.
We some big ass hoes.
We so hoes.
I'm surprised the whites ain't just been out of here by now. We could really just start a race war and just get these white people out of here.
No, you can't. It's impossible.
You think it's impossible to start a race war?
Even if you start, we'll lose.
No, we're not losing.
I swear to God, we're good.
Yeah, we are. On this continent, at least.
Yeah, that's a wrap for us.
I really don't know.
You mean like in this country or in this, like, in the, like just in the world?
Country. I don't know. We get washed.
White people hold the most powerful positions, bro.
You said white people?
Niggas up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't work. Trump would just get the military.
Yeah,
y'all.
Trump would fuck us up.
You saw the fucking, that Purge movie?
Oh, That's exactly how it go.
They go straight to the project and start killing. I wouldn't be dead for a while, though. I'm living amongst them.
I'd be chilling. No, we'd be the first ones gone.
We'd be the first ones gone. My neighbors would come knock down my door immediately. We'd be enclosed.
No, you see, I'm lucky my neighbor is.
That's no help.
It's no help, some bro. There's like kids, 20, bro. There's 20 other houses that. I guess like 3.
Bro, just imagine this going out on your front. Imagine opening your front door. You see your whole block like hopping out of their doors. You see every single door just open.
Oh my God.
Like simultaneously at the same exact time. And you see the dad come out first, the mom come out second, and then the kids. Like on some scary type shit. On like some Us type shit.
On some Us type shit.
You just see it all come out. Oh my God.
Damn.
There's nothing you could do.
Nothing. It's a wrap for you.
We really live around that many white people. The hood's not gonna make it up here in time. It's wraps.
It's not. But they'd be safe for so long, my nigga. There's nobody trying to kill them unless they send the army and that bitch and sweat people. Oh,
that'd be the only way.
They probably would do it. Didn't they do that in that movie?
Yeah,
they did.
The projects first,
bro. And that one nigga fought off like the whole army.
It probably worked like that for real,
bro. We could win. Lucky. Think about it. That one nigga wiped them out.
We could watch now. It depends who gets involved.
Yeah.
If the president gets involved, it's over.
If the president gets involved, it's a wrap for all of us.
But he kind of has to get involved.
I feel like
we can't just start a race for him not be involved.
Yeah.
Like he would either stop it or join it.
But don't you think that there's gonna be like, there's gonna be people that are just neutral?
Yeah, I guess. But like, they don't really stop none. You're still dying.
He's still dying somehow.
So you're gonna have to fight back regardless.
There's gotta be some whites that gonna fight for me.
No, that's not.
I mean, it's a race war. If we're killing them and they killing us, it's just,
hold on now. Damn, all these white people are trying to, they wanna live it. I bet you they would come on the black side.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch that would.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
That's not really the point of a race war, though.
Nah, it'd just be all of them against this. Like, one side against one side. I feel like we got it, though. All minorities.
Yeah, we got it.
All minorities, we got it.
If I wanted to watch them, I'm gonna watch them.
Yeah. Bro, think about it. All minorities, I'm pretty sure all the minorities make up 50% already.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Maybe even more, so.
They be having some different type of weapons, too.
Yeah.
They be having some fucking... Them Asians be gone. They gonna got the little shriekies.
The Asians?
Oh, they got shriekies.
You just, I have no idea, bro. What is it?
Them little darts.
Oh.
They look like stars.
I don't know what they are, but I know what you're talking about. Did you see that one girl on Twitter? She had, like, all them tattoos. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, nigga, she killed people.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Them the people that gonna, mm-hmm. They gonna be the ones.
They'll be the whole samurai. Uh
huh. Them crazy. Niggas are the most ruthless, like, people.
Ruthless as hell.
They be the ones to just cut a nigga throat out. Damn. I love those type of. Them fucking Kung Fu.
Bro. The Karate Kid was an unbeatable movie.
Unbeatable. Top tier.
Unbeatable. You know what I'm talking about with Jaden in it?
That one was, yeah. That one was good as fuck. That shit unbeatable. I liked that one better than the...
I only watched that one.
You didn't even watch the previous ones?
No.
Tweaked.
That bitch was so good. I only watched that one.
Really?
Jackie Chan and that bitch.
I watched it before that even came out. I was a kid.
I think I have seen it, but it just wasn't... It wasn't beating that one. The one with Jaden in it was...
That one was for real.
You can't touch it. He was getting his shit beat. Yeah. That was the hardest storyline I've ever seen.
I'm telling you, he was really getting... I liked it because it's just like he really went through shit.
He pure came up from the bottom. It was hard to see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit
was, it was like a whole believable thing. Like,
right.
Like this shit could have really happened.
Right.
That shit is so crazy, bro. Now that nigga's a rapper. He was really doing that karate. You think that nigga knows how to do it right now?
He a rapper.
Shit.
I couldn't be asked to like him that much.
Nah. I mean, I don't really. I don't see what's so good about it.
Yeah, he's not doing nothing for me.
Mm-hmm.
10:07, damn, we look, he need to.
Is it for real?
Yeah, he's bitch up.
I didn't even see.